So my name is Andrew McGowan. I come from the USA, and I am married, and I have two daughters. And I don't really know what to tell you today, because really I am just a tourist. And I travel all over India just to see the sights and to meet the people. I'm missing my children just a little bit. Usually in the evening, when it is time for them to go to bed, I will tell them a story. And so we will pretend that it is almost bedtime, and you are all my children, and I will tell a story. And then maybe I won't miss my children as much. Once upon a time, there was a man who baked bread, and he lived in a kingdom. And there was a king of this kingdom. And everyone loved the king because he was kind and he was a good king. But most people never saw the king because he lived in his palace. And the baker loved to make the bread. He studied very hard every way to make the bread. And before long, he became the best baker of bread in the whole kingdom. And everyone began to recognize that his bread was the best. And before long, the king started to hear about this wonderful bread. And the king loved to eat bread. He ate bread in the morning. He ate bread at lunchtime. He ate bread for his dinner. And even sometimes in the middle of the night, he would eat some more bread. The king loved to eat bread. He heard the baker's bread was the best. And when he ate it, he agreed it was the best. And he decided he would leave his palace because he wanted to meet the man who had made such a wonderful bread. But he didn't want everyone seeing him as the king. And so he took off all of his royal things, and he dressed just as a beggar. He bent down on the ground, and he took dirt and smeared it on his face. And he left the palace knowing no one would recognize he was the king. And he started to walk in the streets of his kingdom, asking, "Where can I find the best bread?" And people said, "Oh, it is this man over here." And as he walked down the street, he could smell the smell of the bread in the air. And he went up to the door, and he knocked on the door. And the baker was inside making bread. He was a very busy man, and he wanted to make the best bread all the time. And when he heard the knock, he was very annoyed. But he went and he opened the door, and he saw a filthy beggar. And the beggar asked, "May I have some bread?" And the baker, he became very angry. He said, "I am a very busy man. I have studied hard to learn to make the best bread. You are just a beggar. You do not deserve my bread." And the baker was very angry. He started to hit the beggar. He slapped him across the face. He used his foot and just kicked him to the ground. And he scolded him very harshly. And then he slammed the door. The king returned to his palace, and he tended to the bruises and the wounds. And the next day, the king sent a messenger to tell the baker to come to the palace. And the baker was very excited. He had worked very hard and learned many things to make the best bread. And he thought, "All of my hard work has paid off. I am going to the palace." And so the baker arrived at the palace. And it was a very large room. And at the very far end was the king sitting on his throne. He was dressed in all of his royal things. And the king called out, "Come forward." But the baker was just in shock of how beautiful everything was. And he only took one or two steps. And the king called out again, "Come forward." And the baker walked across the giant room. And he got close to the king. And he saw the bruises on his face. And he was shocked. Who would treat our king this way? And he asked the king, "Who has done such a terrible thing to you?" And the king told him of his great love for bread, and how he wanted to visit the best baker in the whole kingdom. And he said, "Yesterday, I dressed as a beggar and covered my face in dirt." And the baker was immediately terrified. The king said, "I love bread most of all, and I came to your place to have the best bread. But you were so busy making bread, you could not even make time for me. You were so focused on doing things the right way that I was an inconvenience." And the king said, "You may have studied all of your life to be the best at baking bread, but you never learned to be kind, and you never learned to recognize your king." And so the king took the baker and he threw him out of the kingdom. And in the end, the baker became the beggar. And this is a story that I would tell my children. It's an important story because it is similar to the story of my life. In fact, the story is similar to many of our lives. Many of us are like the baker. We are very focused on doing things the right way. We want to be the best at our job. We want to worship our God in the best way. We want our children to be the most educated. And we work hard at doing all the right things. And we may even become very successful. But in the end, we miss when the King visits our life. And that is the story of my life. For many years, I was consumed with being the best in business. But I was not a good person. I was filled with anger. And I was filled with pride. I grew up in the faith of Christianity. And this means that I said I was following Jesus as my King. But really, I was focused on doing things instead of knowing who the King was. And Jesus started to speak to me. And he said, "What do you want your life to be? Should it all be successes in this world? Or do you want to know me and know and have a relationship with me?" And I decided that instead of baking the best bread, I wanted to know who the King was. And so I left the business and all of the money so that I would know Jesus better. And each one of us has to make a choice, because we can be successful in the world or we can know God. And so you have to choose for yourself, for your children, which is the better thing. I chose to follow Jesus. My life is completely different. I am not a big man in business anymore, and I don't make a lot of money. But I know Jesus, and he has changed me into a good man. And knowing Jesus is better than the greatest job or all the riches this world has to offer. And so this is a special time for me to be able to speak to all of you gathered here. And I hope that you will consider the story I would tell my children. And even you will think about, what will the meaning of my life be? Thank you for your time.